USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. It happened hours after the United States vetoed a UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. A federal appeals court says free speech does not apply to former President Trump regarding his election interference case. The former president and others in the case are now restricted from making public comments about potential witnesses in the criminal proceedings. Today is the annual Army-Navy football game. The matchup is being held in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Colonel Jeremy Wilson appears on Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss the importance of the football game to members of the military and all those who watch it.
Army-Navy is one of the longest traditional rivalries in college football. And so now that we're done with all the conference play, we can really focus on the only game, and that's Army-Navy.
Dollar General is changing course regarding self-checkouts.
CEO Todd Vasos mentioned during an earnings call that the company had leaned excessively on self-checkout systems in stores. Reports from Retail Dive indicate that Dollar General heavily invested in this technology in 2022, installing it in over half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Presently, the stores are reallocating workers to man the checkout counters. Vasos highlights that this shift aids sales by fostering human interaction and reducing wait times at the counters. I'm John Schaefer.
Two people in the Los Angeles area woke up smiling on Saturday. They're the latest winners in the Mega Millions jackpot. The winners will split a jackpot of $395 million. President Biden and the First Lady are spending their weekend on the West Coast raising campaign money from million-dollar donors. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Place in your house where you find the most germs might surprise you.
According to food scientist Paul Dawson, a professor at Clemson University, it's not your toilet seat.
The toilet seat is probably the cleanest place in their house.
It's actually in your kitchen, the place where you prep the food you eat, no matter how much you wipe it down. The culprit is the thing you're wiping with.
Across the board, the sponge is very highly contaminated with bacteria and mold.
Experts say to sanitize it with a diluted bleach solution and replace it every week. I'm Corey Myers.
Reaction continuing to come in after a hearing on Capitol Hill this week.
Calls growing louder for university presidents at Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to step down after anti-Semitism rages on college campuses. These three women called to testify on Capitol Hill earlier in the week and could not answer questions as to why nothing has been done to stop the hate speech with protesters calling for the genocide of Jews. Under intense pressure, Harvard president Claudine Gay apologizing after her testimony, saying in a statement, "Calls for violence against our Jewish community, threats to our Jewish students, have no place at Harvard and will never go unchallenged." At the University of Pennsylvania, one alumni pulling a $100 million donation.
Laura Winters with that report. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.